Good morning, everyone. My name is Erin Yafuso. I'm from the Environmental Horticulture Department at the University of Florida. Today, I'd like to share with you my research on the effect of oxygenation of irrigation water on rooting and plant growth of bedding plants. In this picture, you can see part of my experiment, plants grown during propagation. Oxygen supply to roots is essential for root growth as well as plant health. Problems can arise when there is low oxygen present at the root zone region, which is approximately less than 3 milligrams per liter. That can lead to a decrease in root respiration and nutrient uptake. If low oxygen conditions persist, it can lead to root death as well as observed as plant wilting. Low oxygen and high substrate moisture can also increase the risk of root pathogens such as Pythium. Oxygen can be supplied to roots through container substrate, through air-filled pores or water-filled pores. An important characteristic of substrate is the air porosity. For example, peat-based substrate contains high air porosity at container capacity. Another important factor is the substrate surface area exposed to air and the continuum of gas-filled pores leading down to the root zone region. An important fact is that the diffusion of oxygen gas is approximately 10,000 times greater in air than it is in water. Irrigation management is important because it affects the substrate moisture level. If you grow plants at a high moisture level, you're going to fill nearly all pores with water. Of course, you can have dissolved oxygen within your irrigation water. However, the amount that water can hold is dependent on temperature. Oxygen solubility in water decreases as temperature increases, which leads me to my objectives: to evaluate whether injection of purified oxygen in irrigation water to a supersaturated level affected plant growth compared to ambient tap water during propagation and continued growth of transplants. This picture shows our oxygenation board, where we're going to inject purified oxygen using a Venturi system to supersaturate water. During the propagation trial, I had two major factors: water type as being tap water at 7 milligrams per liter dissolved oxygen levels, and oxygenated water at 31.1 milligrams per liter, three times above oxygen saturation within water. The second factor is plant species: Calibrachoa, Aloha Kona Dark Red, and Lobelia Bella Aqua. The experimental design was a split plot, randomized complete block design with a total of 4 blocks and 2 replicate trays for each treatment combination per block. You can see my split plot design here, and this is the experiment that was run, where water type was randomized in each bench, as well as the subplot plant species was also randomized on each subplot bench. Plants were collected or destructively harvested at day 7 and day 14 to measure total root length as well as plant dry mass. Data were analyzed using analysis of variance. It shows that there were no differences in plant growth for oxygenated water compared with tap water for both plant species in this table here. And there was no interaction between water type by plant species. You can see that there was a difference in plant growth by species, showing that Calibrachoa was larger and had a faster rate of growth compared to Lobelia. This picture shows plants of Lobelia at day 14 for ambient tap water and also oxygenated water, which shows you that plants were all rooted and healthy throughout the trial. And this is the Calibrachoa. So there were no differences in root growth for either water type. As you saw in the picture before, that all plants were healthy and rooted by day 7. There were no treatment effects of water type or the interactions on plant growth. And a potential reason why is because we found that previous studies that water that passed through fine mist nozzles, as you see here in the far left, equaled 100% dissolved oxygen saturation. But you can see at the closer to me that the source tank, that the oxygenated water was surely supersaturated, and the ambient water in red is less than 100% oxygen saturation. But what happens is, when water passes through, regardless of oxygenated or ambient water, through that fine mist nozzle, it equaled 100% dissolved oxygen saturation. Therefore, there were no effects on plant growth during the propagation trial. An experiment to continued growth of transplants was used to show the effect of water type and irrigation delivery method on three bedding plants. For this experiment, we want to show that now, can oxygenated water have an effect on plant growth when we are not going to pass it through a fine breaker or mist nozzle? Okay. The effect of water type and moisture level of a high and medium on growth of pelargonium is used to show, is oxygenated water going to benefit the growth of plants if you're going to keep them at a high moisture level? So if you are a wet waterer, is there a benefit for irrigating with oxygenated water? The experimental factors were water type of tap water as well as oxygenated water, and I used nutrient supplemented water of 17:4:17 at 150 parts per million. Irrigation delivery method, I either poured water onto the substrate or I had sub-irrigation. The plant species were the same, Calibrachoa and Lobelia, with the addition of Pelargonium, Patriot Red. The experimental design was a randomized complete block design with four blocks and two replicate pots for each treatment combination. This picture shows that irrigation was standardized when the average of six pots dried down to 45% of container capacity, plants were irrigated. You can see the edges of two blocks in this picture, but that's what this picture shows. Plants were grown for a total of 4 weeks, where they were destructively harvested for an analysis of root length and plant dry mass, shoot, and root. Data were analyzed using analysis of variance at the 95% confidence interval, which shows for Calibrachoa, there were no significant effects of water type or the interaction of water type on irrigation delivery. However, there was an increase in plants that were top watered versus sub-irrigated for Calibrachoa. The analysis of variance summary for Lobelia shows that there was a difference in water type, and I'll go over that next, but no significant effects of irrigation delivery or water type by irrigation delivery on plant growth. There were minor differences showing that plants irrigated for Lobelia with tap water had an increase in root dry mass per plant and shoot dry mass per plant. These are the plants after 4 weeks of growth for Calibrachoa and Lobelia. As you can see, they are healthy throughout the duration of the trial. And there were no differences in plant growth, regardless of treatments. For Pelargonium, there were no main or interaction effects of water type and irrigation delivery on plant growth. For my supplementary trial, where I grew Pelargonium at two different moisture levels, we can see that water type, as well as the interaction between water type and moisture level, had no effect on plant growth. However, there was a difference in moisture level, which is not surprising, which shows that plants that were irrigated and kept at a high moisture level at 80% container capacity had greater root length per plant as well as root dry mass per plant compared to plants that were grown at 45% of container capacity. However, it is not a practical significance because you know there are risks that keeping plants too moist. Okay. These are the picture, these are the plants of Pelargonium grown at different moisture levels. You can see that the plants are healthy and there's roots present regardless of oxygenated or tap water, and that high moisture plants again had a slight increase in root length as well as root dry mass. In conclusion, continued growth of transplants, there were no differences in plant growth for oxygenated water compared to tap water, and no interaction between water type by water delivery method. There were minor treatment effects observed for Calibrachoa, Lobelia, and the supplementary trial using Pelargonium. Peat-based substrate contains high air porosity, even at container capacity. The pots that are used during this experiment were 10.2 centimeter diameter pots, and they contain 19% air porosity even at container capacity. Hypoxic growing conditions were not observed, and therefore irrigating with oxygenated water did not enhance or negatively affect plant growth. Adding oxygenated water to an already saturated container substrate is not a recommended approach to irrigation management. In container substrate, the supply of water and oxygen must be adequate to support plant growth demands and can be achieved by careful irrigation management, obviously by not overwatering, and by choosing good substrate that has adequate air porosity. Research continues to study the balance between water and air and effect on rooting during propagation. Before, I used 2D scans for plants grown in 4-inch pots, and I used WinRhizo to analyze root parameters of total root length, volume, and surface area. But now we're looking further into learning what can we learn more about roots and the balance between water and oxygen within container substrate by using 3D imaging of X-ray analysis by CT scans. As you can see here, there is a lot we can learn from plants that are grown and plants that are analyzed in 3D. Thank you to my major advisor, Dr. Paul Fisher, Dr. Frede Lab, the FNGLA Research Fund, and the Floriculture Research Alliance. Thank you, and I'll take any questions now. Yes. Oh, finished pots? It can apply to both, but it takes a bit of time to analyze a certain area and mass. So for analyzing propagation of plants, you know, I have very small cells, plug cells that I analyze, and it takes about 30 minutes for one. 30 minutes for one, because you imagine it's X-rays being scanned, you know, per second as it's being turned and shifted to get that 3D analysis. So the larger container size you use, the longer time it will take to scan it. That's an interesting question. If there's going to be a difference in water to air balance for plants grown in the field compared to plants that are in containers. No, I don't plan to grow plants in the field, and for us the benefit is to grow plants in containers and study them because it's a more controlled environment, especially during propagation. Yes, I did measure the temperature. And generally it's the same because I'm using the same source, but just disconnecting the pipe to my oxygen board or not having the oxygen board and just using the same source of water. So the temperature was measured, of course, yes. Thank you.